Welcome to our podcast. Our guest for this program is Sturdy McKee, CEO of San Francisco's Sport and Spine Physical Therapy, a three-office practice in San Francisco, California, and co-founder of ScheduleDoc.co. Sturdy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
The focus of our discussion is getting the most value out of referrals. And Sturdy, we're going to, of course, focus on how you get the most value out of your referrals at your practice. For example, on average, a referral is worth $1,000. Sturdy, how do you know whether your staff is treating each referral like it's worth $1,000?
Well, in our practice, the first thing we do is we monitor the number of visits per case, number of visits per patient, but matched to their plans of care. And then we also look at that match to the patient's goals. So we also do a little bit of observation and checking in on people, but the metrics that we track are looking at the plans of care, looking at whether people actually attended and came in, and are the plans of care clinically appropriate to achieve the patient's goals in the most efficient, most optimal way for them.
Sturdy, how do you train your staff to successfully sell the value of your practice to new patients?
I'm not sure most of our staff actually sells the value of our practice per se. What we do is educate the referring providers so that they recommend us and they, in essence, pre-sell that we are the right people to help the patient. What we did when the patients come in is we try to sell the patients on their plans of care. So ultimately, they don't really care about physical therapy. They're not excited about going to PT. What they care about and what they really want is to get better and get back to the activities and the things in their day-to-day life that they can't do. And if we are the best avenue for that and the most efficient, safest avenue for that, then it's incumbent upon us to tell them that and communicate that effectively. And ultimately, the beauty of that is if it aligns extremely well with the goals of the patient, what they want to do, and it's a win for everybody.
What four metrics matter the most for measuring your practice's referral management success?
We track the number of visits per case, as stated before, matched to the plans of care. So we track the number of visits per plan of care on average, and we look at these over larger number of groups because smaller groups will end up fluctuating a bit. We want to make sure that the therapists are delivering care, communicating effectively with their patients, and that the patients are actually attending until they achieve their goals and are appropriate for discharge. Then we also look at our referral sources and create a list where we can then look at the quartiles of those referral sources. We take that list and we track not only the number of patients, but the total number of visits, and the revenue from each referral source that is generated. We can then organize that list and rank order the sources. And then what that allows me to do is look at the effectiveness of our marketing efforts and to decide strategically what we need to follow up with or who we need to pay special attention to or who we need to go out and check with to find out if we're doing something exceptionally well or not well so that we can have a conversation with the referring providers to enable them to talk to the patients and make sure that they do understand the value of what we can provide for them. So the other thing we look at for the sustainability, longer-term sustainability and stability of our practice is the overall number of referral sources. So we look at the breadth and the depth that we have with the referral sources. If we have 100 or 150 different providers referring to us in a given month, we're going to look at that and not necessarily try to diversify further based on the size of our business and practices, but we're going to work on deepening those relationships and moving people and the value of those referral sources up the ladder so that we can help them and help more of their patients. Ultimately, the way we look at that, too, is for a primary care provider, for example, we know that about 30 to 40% of the people who go in to see them are for musculoskeletal cases, and we figure at least half of those are appropriate for physical therapy. So even if we're very, very conservative, we're estimating there are a few people per week seeing a primary care doctor that ought to be coming to see us. So if we get one referral a month or two referrals a month from a primary care physician, we'll go out and spend a little bit more time educating them, getting involved with them so they understand what we can do and that we're not just here for back pain or just for neck or ankle or whatever it is they think we can do. The numbers allow us to go drill down deeper, find out more, investigate, have the conversation with them so that they can send more appropriate patients instead of just sending them home with pain medication or narcotics or without a solution. And ultimately that makes them look good. It helps the patients. It makes the patients happy and it sends more people our way.
Sturdy, how does Clinician support your referral management cycle?
Clinician, it's wonderful because it puts the data and the information we need to make strategic decisions and do all these activities we've described. It puts the data right at our fingertips. And it makes it really simple for us to pull out this information, to understand and organize it, and then make strategic decisions based on the real data as opposed to our gut feel, current impressions, emotions, or whatever else might be influencing them.
You mentioned earlier that you break your referrals down into quartiles. Does Clinician help do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Clinician allows us to look at metrics in a way that we just simply didn't have the wherewithal, the capacity, the ability to do previously. So because all the data is there, we can look at referral sources based on location. We can look based on number of new patients. We can look at based on number of visits per case, insurance, payers, the total amount billed per case. We can look at it 8 ways to Sunday. The real trick is knowing what's relevant, what to look at, and what to do with the data. But where we were before was we had learned and understood some of the things we wanted to look at, but we were completely incapable of pulling that out, or even when it was possible, it was a much more laborious process than what we are currently able to do.
And finally, Sturdy, about how long have you had Clinician installed? And looking down the road, how do you expect Clinician to affect your referral management cycle?
We signed up with Clinician on June 24th of 2013, so about 14 months almost right now. It has already helped us to organize and be far more deliberate and efficient with our marketing efforts. It's allowed us to manage patients better by being able to track and rank and organize the numbers and see what our real compliance rates are. And being able to break that down by therapist and by location so that we can do additional training where it's needed and we can do follow-up with patients and find out why they did or didn't love us. So Clinician has enabled us to make better decisions, and I don't see any end in sight for that. It's going to continue to help us look at the effectiveness of our education and marketing efforts as well as our patient management. And we haven't even talked about it, but also the billing cycles.
We've been speaking today with Sturdy McKee, CEO of San Francisco's Sport and Spine Physical Therapy and co-founder of ScheduleDoc.co. Sturdy, thank you for sharing these fantastic insights with us.
Thank you so much, Frank. Appreciate it.